me. May God forgive us. And then. Freddy. May God forgive us.
Counted money,
saved and counted slaves,
generals counted
villagers they put to the blade. As Christ was wandering merrily one day, as Christ was wandering merrily one day.
He didn't want the Inquisition, he didn't want the Crusades,
he definitely didn't want cancer, and he didn't want AIDS.
As Christ was wandering merrily one day,
as Christ was wandering merrily one day.
They were afraid of Christ, but not
vice versa.
So they followed him from the dawn till the earth. But Christ was preaching his word the whole way. But Christ was preaching his word the whole way.
And Christ was one.
Kings are afraid. And Jesus Christ, he never got laid. And the kings were afraid. Christ, he never got laid.
Yeah, the victors write history, and vipers have long fangs. The traitors were all promoted, and the heroes were all hanged.
And Jesus and Mary spilled blood, but they never banged. And Jesus and Mary spilled blood, but they never banged.
As Christ was wandering merrily one day.
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 All right. Welcome.
Ooh.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, everyone, to the ApocalCast.
Welcome.
Bringing you the end of the world. Today is June 28th. 2018.
Yeah.
Today's a dark day.
It is a dark day. Are you talking into the mic? Is your mic?
I am talking into the mic. Good.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the darkness.
Slate reports. Multiple news outlets are reporting that the alleged shooter at an Annapolis, Maryland newspaper Thursday is 38-year-old Jared Ramos from nearby Laurel, Maryland. Ramos has a history with the small-town Capital newspaper. He tried to sue the paper's publisher and editor and reporter in 2012 for defamation, but the case was thrown out by the judge. And the opinion Ramos described by his lawyer, yada, yada, yada. Suit came after Ramos contacted what he said was an old high school classmate on Facebook in an attempt to forge a relationship. The woman, after initially sensing Ramos was having difficulty, responded to his messages, but later cut off contact after he became abusive. Quote, "I thought I was just being friendly," the woman said. That sparked months of emails in which Ramos alternately asked for help, called her vulgar names, and told her to kill herself. He emailed her company and tried to get her fired. "But when it seemed to me that it was turning into something that gave me a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach, that he seems to think there's sort of relationship here that does not exist, I tried to slowly back away from it. And he started getting angry and vulgar to the point I had to just tell him to stop," she told the judge. "And he was not okay with that. He would send me things and basically tell me, 'You're going to need restraining order now. You can't make me stop.'"
Why won't you come and talk to us about that?
Oh. Oh, what a world. Oh, what a world. It takes balls.
Yeah.
It takes balls to turn away the press after an attack on the press after attacking the press for 3 years.
Oh, finally a brave president.
Yeah.
That's not, leadership.
Not like that socialist.
Yeah. You tell those cucks to fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Do I have any comments? Do I have any quote unquote?
I think those
comment for your quote unquote press.
Yeah,
I don't fucking think so, asshole.
Those questions are biased.
Yeah.
Those questions about what he thinks about the shooting are fucking biased.
Am I supposed to quote unquote say quote unquote something about the quote unquote dead people?
Yeah. I mean, like, what are you supposed to answer, like, when the press asks you questions about themselves? You know?
Yeah.
Fucking,
Fucking hell, if that's not a biased opinion, what is?
Like, why are we talking about the real issues?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like these globalist cucks coming to infest our country. That's what's gonna happen.
Oh god.
Oh but America. Oh but America. We have a tasted victory. United States. And by United States, I mean Christians of the United States. This week, our Lord has handed us a glorious victory. After serving us for 30 years, Anthony Kennedy has stepped down. We have finally got... at long last, Sauron has the ring. At long last... Thanos has the stones.
Oh, the stones.
Oh, within a year, we're going to be done with abortion.
Oh, no more abortions.
Oh, today, abortion. Tomorrow, condoms.
Oh, the condoms. I don't like them anyways.
The day after that, the world.
Oh, the whole world. Imagine.
And the week after that, space. Oh. Glorious space!
Oh, hallelujah!
Oh, Jesus will spread across the land!
And the cosmos!
And the cosmos!
But only if you go to www.patreon.org/Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes. Amen.
And give money. Hallelujah!
Oh, well, that is hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Woo! Oh, space.
Oh, what a joyous day.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, is there anything, pretty much I can't think of anything more American than just like fucking, you know, journalists being gunned down you know, Christians taking over the country in 1 week.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more American than that. Speaking of Americans.
Times like these.
Oh,
it's times like these.
Speaking of space.
Well, now that we have a quorum, I say we should introduce ourselves.
You guys are listening. You good Christian people are listening to the Apocalypse. Hi, my name's Pat, a.k.a. the Reverend Abilababa Patrika, the raging fucking Cajun. I am an investigative journalist. My co-host, Jad Ali Slayman.
I'm Jad Ali Slayman, and I investigate journalists for you.
Who investigates investigators?
He self-investigates journalists.
Yes.
And my name is Johnny B-Roll. Accept no substitutions. I'm co-host of the Apocalypse. Well.
Times like these.
The world is truly ending. And that means that the Apocalypse is more important than ever.
That's right.
So. Oh, well.
Damn. So, any new business?
Any new business? Yeah. Well, yes.
I was thinking. So,
all right, continue.
No, please.
I'm just have questions about when the world ends and like what happens to us.
To the Apocalypse?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we all go to hell.
So this is from CNN. CNN, Democrat. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez upset of Representative Joe Crowley in New York's 14th District in Queens.
Gross.
Is sending shockwaves throughout Washington. Can we get some more upbeat music? Like some
no, we don't
some
want
real
upbeat.
Snotty Mozart?
We don't want upbeat news either. That's good news. We don't want to talk about good news.
A lot of people are asking about how she pulled it off, like many shocking victories. There probably is one cause. But a number of different factors that likely catapulted Ocasio-Cortez tell us a lot about...
Is this a fucking Cuban cigar factory? Just read the news over a microphone?
Yeah. What is this? A Cuban cigar factory?
Yeah.
You just read the news?
Yeah.
Over a microphone?
Ocasio-Cortez ran to Crowley's left. She was an unapologetic democratic socialist. Wants to eliminate immigration and customs enforcement.
I feel she should apologize.
Wants Medicare for all. Crowley had a more...
Even the bad ones? Even Graham?
Had a more liberal record
even
than
Graham. Does Graham get Medicare?
Does
by the
she
way,
know
guys,
he's
speaking
bad?
Of Graham, hang on.
Does she
well,
know he's
anyway,
bad?
So
perfect segue.
Guys,
no, I'm sorry. I have to.
We have.
Can you hold your thought for a second? It's a very good segue, and I have to capitalize on it. I apologize.
Graham, you're bad. We know you're bad.
Yeah, Graham is a bad man.
We know you've been bad. Those things you did...
They were bad.
Jesus.
Who the fuck is Graham?
He's a bad man.
He's almost as bad as the baddest man that's ever lived. But the other day, I was told to go to Graham Avenue.
Nasty.
And I was so drunk that I was just confused. And I was begging for help. And this is what it sounded like.
Yeah.
To go to the stop with the name of...
Wait.
I was told to go to the stop with the name of the bad man!
Did kind New Yorkers help you?
Oh, what a pitiful scene it was.
The bad man.
Oh, the bad man. All right. Well, that's nice. What else is nice? Come on. New business. We had a whole
thing. Well, anyway,
We're gonna do a
I think an interesting item of new business is the victory of a democratic socialist in Queens.
I really don't want to talk about anything upbeat. I'm really happy that she won and it was like good news. And it made me happy all week. And I'm here at the Apollocast to focus on negativity.
Oh, let's talk about the underground army.
I've been inspired. I'm happy. And I'm moving
on. I was about to ask Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
What they think about it. Who are they?
They're bad men and women.
They're bad people.
They're bad.
They're very negative.
Do you mean the milkmen?
They're very negative people.
The milkman lobby.
They're in the soaked pocket of milk.
Of big milk.
The crusty.
Of huge milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish it weren't true. The big milk is the unseen hand of our economy. Every election, milk. It's in our schools.
There is no way, given the choice of candidates, there's no way to vote against big milk.
JBR, did you know milk is in cheese?
Fuck.
Milk is in every pizza you've ever
eaten. Fuck!
No!
Jesus. Milk is in every ice cream.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Milk is in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I didn't take it seriously when they said that it was cream.
Yeah.
It's literally ice cream. My God. It wasn't a metaphor.
I thought that was just an old wives' tale.
Oh, no.
No. Milk is real, and it's all around us.
No.
Shit. How are we going to fucking boycott milk without being vegan?
There's no way.
Already,
Chuck Schumer has started passing laws. No American will oppose milk.
God.
No American will stand if there is a carton in the room. He will first bow to it.
A typical liberal just wants to ban things.
I think we have some audio of Chuck Schumer
commenting
on banning milk.
I will take it all.
I will suck it down.
I will suck it away. Your children shall never sup of the cream.
And then, like, his press people.
And then I will do away.
So, like, that's what Chuck Schumer actually said, but his press people twisted it into, like, a ban on milk. To soften the blow that Chuck Schumer's gonna suck it up.
I think it's...
That was a really good impression of Chuck Schumer.
His surrogates went on CNN. What did they sound like?
They were like, look, when he says he's gonna suck up all the milk, he's just speaking plainly, and like average Americans understand. He's gonna suck up all the milk legislatively, not like into him, like some kind of milk beast.
It's not as if we're just gonna like deploy, you know, like large teams of federal agents, you know, like jumping out of like large milk sucking trucks, jackbooting through the country to feed this giant monster. It's not as if that's what we're gonna do.
Wait, which one of us? I lost the. One of us has to be the moderator.
Remember civility, okay?
Oh, civility. Oh, yeah. Sweet civility. How I miss it.
Let's be real. When he says he's gonna suck up all the milk and drink it and keep it for himself and that no one will sup, how can you possibly understand that as we need more milk regulations?
Don't you remember civility, though? When a person would steal your milk, you used to just kick him in the balls. You know what I mean? Just be like, stop. But now you can't kick. Like, hey, I think that you're wrong.
Yeah.
For what you did, I disagree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The balls of these scum.
If you kick me,
damn,
all will perish.
Why does you need all this milk? Why don't people ask this in the press conferences?
Yeah, why is nobody asking the real questions? Why is nobody questioning Big Milk?
Chuck Schumer is filled with milk, and meanwhile, the Bronx has forgotten what color milk is.
You know what? I think. You know what? You know what? All you people who like complain about like how much you know fucking what I mean. All you people who complain about like how much milk you have to give to Chuck Schumer are so fucking ungrateful for everything like, that he
I
does to you.
Milk your daughters.
Yeah, you are so ungrateful. For
my
everything.
Daughter's too young to be milked, Senator Schumer. Please,
do you guys know what's worse than Big Milk though?
What?
Huge Milk. You know, it's like, you know, we thought that we knew how to bear the brunt of the storm, but then it's like the typhoon was upon us.
It's at first, it starts out polite.
Listen,
Chuck Schumer's surrogates come to your house and they're like, do you have any milk? Please.
Have you got any milk?
We're baking or we need cereal.
We're making a milk.
And then they see the milk.
A milk meat
loaf.
Yeah. Oh, it will be so delicious.
And they're always so inhuman. They're like, we need milk to make cheeseburgers.
The Great One demands it.
But then as soon as you give, if you give Chuck Schumer even an ounce of milk,
yeah,
your house is marked as a milk house.
They gave milk once. You can just go in there and milk all their sons and daughters.
What deep, rough thirst within this man.
For milk?
Chuck Schumer is so thirsty for milk.
I know. All the Democrats, that's why they didn't know. That's why they didn't see the Democratic Socialists sneaking up behind them.
We should have known.
Yeah.
Because when he drinks milk, he chews it.
Yeah.
Like he's enjoying it.
And he's like,
too much.
You know what? You know
it's
what?
All
and,
over him.
And this started with Clinton. Okay. Hey, is my mic on?
Oh, yeah. One else story.
Hello, is my microphone on?
No, it's not. It sounds like it's off.
Yeah, it sounds like it's off. Fix it.
Well, that's the same thing I was complaining about, so why don't you switch that mic? That's weird. Something happened with it.
If you would have gone to the orientation, you would know that's the worst mic.
So, guys, I really think
I've been to orientation. I put in my time, alright?
Have you been arguing with nobody? Did nothing pick up that voice?
No.
Dude, I don't know. Anyway. So, guys, I think this really whole, you know, milk business, this really started under Clinton. Okay? This really started under Clinton, and I think liberals really fucked themselves over for going for him because they were like, no, he's not going to take all the milk. He's not going to fucking take all the milk.
He's going to take just enough
overblown.
Milk.
Do you know what's made
exactly.
of milk?
And you know what? Lots of people objected at the time and they were shouted down. And now all
and
of you fucking
nailed.
Moderates are
they
getting, getting your comeuppance. Sweet Jesus, the comeuppance.
Guys,
not only were
you know
they...
what else is made of milk?
What? Cheese, the moon.
That's right, you got it. Johnny B-roll, man, can we just give a second to just?
I know, I'm so fucking smart.
Johnny B-roll, ace, Apococast.
Oh yeah,
you got it. Who among us,
guys? I gotta say it. I think that the women have been dragging down the Apococast
because they're filled with milk.
Yep, that's right.
Exactly.
Milk waiting to come out.
You know,
like
fucking our true. We've been waiting
splash,
for like, our
hoarding.
True alpha power to come out now.
Hoarding the milk.
It's gross.
They all get together in their knitting circles
and squirt on each other.
So
and
yeah,
milk each other into their each other's mouths.
They all get together at baby showers
and spray the babes.
Oh God! Oh women.
They get together. At Girl Scout meetings?
Oh, what cruel covens.
Oh, no.
Who doesn't see this?
They put their nipples against each other's nipples.
But speaking
milk.
Of milk.
Exactly.
Okay.
They get together at lesbian porn shoots. Okay.
Can we say this for the record? Women always lactate. They pretend they can't. But from 13 to 80, women lactate. Whatever.
They're where like, is that
can't.
Milk?
They say, where?
I
they
demand
say
it.
They can't because they don't want to be bothered.
This is going to be another episode that I can't upload because we've been talking about titty milk.
Women
for like
secretly
10
lactate all the time. They want to keep their milk for themselves and for their cruel showers.
Yeah, okay. And see, Jad, you know, I think you're making a really good point here. And this is where it gets really fraught, okay? Because. This is where it gets really fraught because everyone knows that they are hoarding it, but we can't just let Chuck Schumer have it, okay?
So what is a liberal to do?
That's the problem, dude. Like, we know it's there, and Chuck Schumer's the only one with the powerful enough vacuum.
You can't just... We can't just give ourselves to Chuck Schumer.
That's like in the Senate. That's what they do.
We can't just...
disembodied titty that, like, Chuck Schumer comes up and, like, suckles on.
Yeah, but guys, we cannot just, like, sign with Chuck Schumer, okay? We're fucking smarter than this, okay?
Oh, God.
So what are we to do? We need to be able to stand by our female friends and also oppose fucking Senator Chuck Schumer and his insatiable appetite for milk.
So thirsty.
Guys, I think we should have a debate. You want water?
No.
I have water.
Come on. Oh, get real.
Jesus. Well, speaking of milk, the moon.
The cruel, unyielding moon.
Yeah. The moon is a harsh mistress. I heard that one
what
somewhere.
What is that? Is that Heinlein?
Well, that's a title of a book. I don't know what it is.
Robert the moon Heinlein? Never asks no. about you. No, it's not, is it? I don't know.
It is the title of a book, I believe, by Heinlein, who I've heard is a real asshole. A lot of real science fiction people really hate Heinlein.
He was a fascist.
He wrote good books, though. Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, oh, free love, take LSD.
Well, speaking of space.
Oh, God.
Guys, we're going.
Are we going?
Yeah, we're going.
Space is cool.
And it's going to be different than last trip. It's going to be a cool trip.
Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking about that lately. I tried to wear my sandals today because I was like, you know, my hair's a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm a cool guy. You know? Now that my hair's long, I'm cool.
Says you.
Says me. Says my mom.
God.
Dude, you know? I think it's cool.
And, yeah.
I mean, I'd go down on you.
Ugh. Well, yeah, as long as it's on the radio. You know, all things that are on the radio are acceptable. But not because of my hair, though. That's...
Oh, it's... These cruel noises.
Oh, God. Johnny B-Roll is giving me a blowjob right now in the air. Just to prove a point.
JBR, stop.
He can't help it, though, because my hair is long.
Why do you have to smack your lips when you blow?
I don't even mind. It's nice. Thank you for the blowjob, Johnny B-Roll.
As long as there's no teeth, it's all good.
Can you cut my hair just so that we can get on with the show? Because I'm close to climax.
Oh, God. Why would I cut your hair?
Because then you'll stop giving me a blowjob and we'll be able to continue.
Oh, okay.
And then I won't have to edit.
Okay, fine. All right. It's for the greater good, I suppose.
All right. Just hold it up above your head in a fist and close your eyes.
How can I do this? Lord.
You don't hear it, but off camera, I throw a hatchet, and it...
What does it hit? What does the hatchet hit?
It hits his hair, and then it thunks helplessly into a portrait of Tom. Oh,
and then Johnny B-Roll's succulent mouth detaches from my crotch. Ooh, that was a close one, guys. Holy shit. All right.
What were we talking about?
You could have blasted.
Listen, dude, somebody... You know Pluto, how they made it not a planet anymore?
Oh, what a fucking disgrace.
Right? Well, there's...
I hope that never happens to me. I hope that never happens to me.
You know that she, like, developed a drinking problem afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Typical. Yeah.
That bitch.
No, because she was like, I'm not a planet anymore. Like, I'm not in Destiny's Child anymore. Like
fuck. Well, like, what would you expect? Okay.
Pluto was never in Destiny's Child.
Listen, we fucked her over really bad. Okay,
it's true.
Yeah.
All this recognition, and then they took away all the Academy Awards.
They love you, and then they hate you.
But then Pluto moved to Hollywood, you know, like a shitty neighborhood in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I was just living in a rundown apartment with, like, sketchy friends and just hanging out with the wrong crowd.
And that's when it happened.
She was murdered.
Who?
By who?
Oh, just two shots and right in the back of the head.
To the poles. Kill shot. What a waste. Yeah, sexy planet.
And just bleeding out. Just once a planet. Now an ambiguous...
Just a fucking number.
Yeah.
In the morgue.
In the planetary... It's so big.
They spent so much money on it.
Yeah, like, Chuck Schumer was like, I'm sure we'll need it eventually.
Apocalypse.
He was like, that was his campaign slogan when he ran a couple years ago, Planet Morgue.
No, I thought
he was like, we're gonna need
I'm
to
sure
die.
We'll need
He's
it
like,
eventually.
We're gonna need to dissect planets eventually. Yeah.
No, that's a pretty good We're gonna need it eventually.
Oh, Planet Morgue. Yeah.
It sounds like these.
So, guys, who killed Pluto? The fuck, right?
Probably some fucking scientist.
Yeah.
That's why you can never trust the scientists.
Why are they so violent?
Yeah, and it's so weird because there's that scientists district in L.A. In that part of L.A. that all the people that know stuff about L.A. are always zone. Saying is sketchy, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you can't live there. It's a bunch of dudes.
The stab district.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's where the scientists live. You don't want to fucking go around there. You don't know what they're going to do.
Hey,
you never know what a fucking scientist is going to pull on you.
Yep, look, true.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know, all scientists have knives on them all the time.
Yeah.
And those knives are dipped in all kinds of chemicals. That they've developed an immunity to.
And they dip it in each other.
Because what else are you going to do if you're a scientist, you know?
But dip knives.
Plotting and expose yourself to toxins at an increasing level.
And make potions.
So that you'll build up a tolerance. You know, if I was a scientist, what else am I going to do with my time?
If you are friends with scientists, you really have to be on the lookout.
Our co-host that didn't show up tonight, therefore ruining the show. We've tried to be tough and pretend that, like, we don't need her, but...
Have we finally bullied her off the show?
No, we would never do that to her.
Which one?
We've done it to many, many other people.
Yeah.
Notably one man named...
Jeremy. Named...
You know? Yeah, that guy was a real asshole.
Bleep! Wait. Let me ask you a question. You're a... I know you've been, like, you're kind of a veteran detective in the LAPD, and it doesn't stand for police department. Sorry, the LAPPD. The Los Angeles... Planet Police,
the planetary,
and I know you're like a hard-nosed detective.
It's true.
Let's hear your leads. Who do you think killed this fucking thing, and why? Who did it, and why?
Well, I don't
know. You're a detective, aren't you? Or should I take your badge
I've heard some rumors. You know, there's been rumors swirling around that there's a pedophile ring around Saturn.
Got him.
You know?
Yeah.
Look,
because if there's one thing that Saturn is known for,
kid fucking. It's been true for years, but this is the
everyone Los knows it. We're just saying it.
This is the Los Angeles Planet Police Department. We need leads, Detective Hillsman. Otherwise, you're gonna go back to policing, whether or not you can jack off to things or not.
It's time you started living,
Pat. I need leads and clues. Go investigate.
Oh, Jesus. Guys, I think we're going to have to go talk to Saturn.
Go. Interview Saturn. But for the love of God, don't fuck him.
Hey, Yo, Saturn. This is Detective Hillsman. And my partner, Detective Slayman.
Yo, Planet PD, open up, scumbag.
We're both men.
You got any sharps on you, you fucking piece of shit?
No, that is... Ooh, that's triggering. Yeah.
You dare approach me?
Listen, yeah, let's see some ID. What are you doing? Let's see some ID.
Fuck you, man. Cut the shit. Just, what's going on? We know there's been rumors that of all the rings that you have, multiple rings. Because, you know, you sell rings.
Come here, guy. Have a seat. Have a seat, guy.
Is one of those rings a pedophile ring?
My rings are as old as time.
Hey, pal. Can I ask you to put down those rings, pal?
Hey.
Can you just put down those rings?
Are you pointing those rings at me? Are you pointing those rings at my face?
Point your faces toward the darkness.
All right, but if you try any funny business, we're going to shoot you.
Not for
nothing.
Yeah. We both want to get home safe to Staten Island.
Yeah, it won't be funny anymore. So listen, is one of your rings made of fucking clones of George Soros and Nancy Pelosi that just fuck children and then orbit around the fucking, around the corpses?
George is an illusion.
Jesus. Look, what?
Stop speaking in riddles!
Can you just tell me why you fucking kill her? Why'd you kill her? Pluto. What? But we're pretending because this is how cops do things. Is it you always ask someone, why'd you do it?
Always accuse everyone.
We've already accused Graham, so we know it was you. Out of Batman, why did you kill her?
I didn't do it, but I know who did.
All right, you can tell us, Doc. Oh, shit! Tell us, Doc, were you friends? We're your friends, the cops. Of course you can tell us. We never hurt anybody or betrayed anyone.
Betrayal is something that has nothing to do with what our business is.
You know how every love song is about us. You can tell us.
Venus.
I knew
slimy fuck.
Jesus.
God.
I knew
it was her the whole time.
Oh, God.
You have come a long way for nothing.
Jesus.
Not
for nothing.
Venus.
It was for something this time.
Why? Why did Venus kill Pluto?
And now you will suffer.
Venus is like the
tool. For making a false accusation.
No, shut up. We're not going to suffer. Fuck you. You have too many rings to deal with. We know that the real police are going to come for you if you keep fucking flashing them shiny rings around like an asshole.
Yeah. 4-7 cuts. For 7 rings, you shall suffer 7 cuts.
Yo, okay. Can we fit Saturn on Rikers Island?
No, we'd have to pass a new law. We'd have to really jam it through the committee, you know what I mean?
It's a good thing.
They already passed the fucking Planet Morgak.
It's a good thing.
And then they're
going
to have to pass the...
Chuck Schumer said, we're going to need it eventually.
Eventually, we're going to need
what
it.
What an inspiring slogan. And now we
it's
have
It's like the
jail.
Children prisons that they had. Somebody had to have said, eventually we'll need children prisons.
Yes.
You know, like,
definitely.
It wasn't like,
let's make these adult prisons smaller.
Smaller adult prisons,
That's how they had to pitch it, because they were visionaries.
We are resourceful. How ingenious.
Damn.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've accused Saturn. Let's just get this straight. We've accused Saturn.
Can you call Graham and see if he did it?
Yeah, of doing something.
We don't get cell phone signals.
He has accused Venus, and I don't know,
Graham,
man.
If you fucking did it.
Yeah.
We're going to come down on you.
Yeah, we know.
Hard, Graham.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking come down on
okay,
you.
Okay, folks, so for those of you just tuning in, we just traveled to the planet Saturn to accuse the planet of what? What was that?
Of murdering the planet Pluto when she was in her prime.
Of murdering.
Just when she was behaving like Christina Ricci and starting to take more sort of subtle roles.
Exactly. Saturn has accused Venus instead.
Holy shit.
Scoot everything over.
All right, everyone.
Holy fucking shit.
We are now joined.
Just fucking walked into the joint.
By our esteemed guest. Would you tell us your name?
My name is Venus.
Venus, why?
No, no, that's not how Venus sounds.
Venus,
this is how Venus sounds.
Venus,
no.
Venus, just in case you didn't know.
What?
Me and Pat Hillsman and Hillsman's
dad, Ali Slayman.
Hillsman is.
That little bastard.
He's a hard edge detective. In Los Angeles.
I'm a fucking planet.
My penis is little.
Oh, wait,
huge.
Wait, stop, stop. Also, you're listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, that is true. You are doing that right now.
You're listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
You're probably also making love to, like, the time and place that you occupy, you know, just really sinking in there and just being your best self.
At this time, 30 minutes after 2, Tom Tenney is still alive and our king.
We're going to have to wrap up this plot line really quickly. No, we don't. We're going to wrap up the plot line, then we'll do the... I see where you're going with that. Don't touch it.
Okay.
So, Venus.
Yeah.
Why did you kill Pluto?
Well...
She was beautiful, and we all loved her.
She might have been pretty, but she came, and she cut my husband.
She fucked
Mercury?
Mercury
had so many venereal diseases.
I know, and I got 2 of them.
Are you saying you did it?
I did it! Yeah, I did it!
Jesus, Venus!
What? Say some shit! I'll cut them, kill you too!
Oh, God!
Well,
guys, I think we're gonna have to bring this to a higher authority.
I guess we can close the case on this one.
No, we can't! Because we're gonna have to go see if this was right or wrong. And the only person that can tell us that is a certain man called the Sun.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Tom Tenney.
The son.
All right.
The cruel son.
To be continued.
Yes,
speaking
to be continued.
Of Tom Tenney, hang on, sorry, 1 second. Tom Tenney has asked us to do some on-air reads.
This is why the Supreme Court is bullshit. You can always ask the son.
Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. So if you'd like
Wait, what's its mission again?
What?
What's its mission again?
I yeah, what is its mission?
Dude, about? Fuck
is
if I know.
Is it a kill and capture mission?
Yeah, you know. So,
that's some mission.
We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. So if you'd like to support our mission, we can contribute. We can continue to bring you quality community radio. We invite you to make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge. A pledge.
JBR, at radiofreebrooklyn.org. Talk about the gear we need for our missions.
What?
Talk
the
about
gear?
The gear we need. The horrible gear.
We need a lot of. We need Maxpedition backpacks.
Spikes. Okay. We need spikes.
Spikes. We need armor.
And motorcycles with spikes.
Listen, we need boards.
We need armor. Radio Free Brooklyn doesn't give us our own armor, okay? We have to buy it ourselves. It's a really shitty situation, but that's the way it is, okay?
We need pocket pussies for as weapons.
Yeah, yeah. We need pocket pussies. We need beer.
We need pocket dicks.
Yeah.
For defense.
All, just go to Babeland and buy something and you know and send it to us.
Have you ever put
pen, it's right there. Give me that pen right now. We need pens. We need cruel pens. Pens for writing and for keeping pigs.
Preferably 0.5 millimeter pens from Muji.
But I just want to go back.
And 7.72 millimeter pens also would be good too.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Send your quote.
All right. I mean, I guess. Yeah, okay.
Send your NATO 556 stationery. Right?
Yeah. To our,
Not the Islamic State of Brooklyn.
Yeah. To not ISIS. At the caliphate dot jihad
dot Tom Tenney.
You can donate
patreon.org/TomTenney/TomAtPressureCooker
/
Tom at pressure cooker / Times Square.
You can also donate as little as a dollar, and every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air. So please help support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford.
By
and remember
that
anything pledge your allegiance. Oh God, your allegiance. There's no Tom but Tom.
Allahu Akbar.
And Radio Free Brooklyn is his messenger.
Pledge whatever you can afford. And remember that RFB is a 501c3 nonprofit. And so your contribution is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law.
And
again,
it counts for sins.
If you
talk about it, it counts
if
for
you
sins.
Can't afford anything, you can still sacrifice yourself.
It counts for sins.
Yeah. Absolution for sins.
You can't afford a donation to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Well, no, you don't have to.
You martyr yourself for us. We need.
Yeah, but
we need.
But
that's
Andrew,
a good point. Yes.
No, Andrew, that's people. Not an option. The killing yourself for Radio Free Brooklyn is not an option because
well,
donations equal absolution. Whereas if you kill yourself, you cannot attain absolution.
It depends.
Okay,
it depends
so
on how you kill yourself.
Go get a mug.
If you put a pocket dick inside of a pocket pussy and you load that thing
into
your
mouth,
it'll
make little pocket children.
It will.
Is this what George Soros has been planning all along?
That's the future.
Such is the word of Tom.
Well, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, folks. You're listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn, bringing you the end of the world.
Bringing you the spirit of fucking Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, etc. Well, everyone.
Well, Tom's word has been fulfilled.
Yes, once again.
He said, play ISIS music and read this.
Well, everyone, looks like we're headed for another successful week here on the Apocalypse.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We've done pretty well. I'm proud of us. It's because we didn't have any interference from fucking stupid animals like a certain dude that was on last week.
Oh, man. What a fucking terrible,
yeah.
Terrible scene that was.
Ugly. Ugly
yeah.
scene. You
hey,
witnessed it.
Hey, guys.
I did.
Can you recount how brutal it was?
The touching, the so much sensual touching.
Oh, the sensual
I have been sensual with Tom Tenney, but he's gentle. I did not experience the gentle nature.
Tom is very gentle. It's true. Especially with like his gentle touch and his big hands. You know,
guys,
like
I think I have a recording.
Bottom by a rhino.
I think like, I have a recording of last week's show.
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah.
We also have some listener mail.
Okay. Let's go to listener mail, everyone. Everyone, Pat has listener mail. Oh, holy shit. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh God. Oh, what's gonna happen? I can't fucking stand it. Oh, I love the Impaclecast. Oh, it's the end. Oh, the end of all things is near. The listener mail so soon be read at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org.
Oh God. Jesus Christ!
You warn people. Warn them. It's gonna hurt.
Dude, we tried to warn you. We tried to warn you.
It's gonna really hurt when you read these.
Yeah, back in fucking October of 2016, we said it. We said it here on Ready for Brooklyn. Trump is gonna win, and you're all gonna spend your lives in agonizing pain, and you didn't believe us. Yeah.
And you're just gonna get uglier and laid less. The further this goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
Your apartment's gonna get smaller and weirder.
Your ass grabbing years are over.
Oh, you won't even. What is an ass?
Yeah, you thought you knew. You didn't fucking know. You had no idea. You were just a dumb little young shit. We tried to warn you.
Can I just say something before you read this? Before you read this, yeah. I want to salute the brave young man or woman or beast that had the gall and the balls and the stalls to write to the Apoclecast with their listener mail.
We ask you every week.
Brave ICE agents.
Oh my God.
You cowards.
We should also.
You absolute beasts who refuse to join intelligence agencies around the world and show yourselves on the Apoclecast.
Yeah.
Make yourselves
known. All of our listeners are spies. It sucks.
Yeah.
Why don't you join our Facebook group?
Our fucking.
There's 40 people.
Just talk to us.
It's Apoclecast. Show yourselves, you cowards, you beasts.
Yeah. Don't just hide behind some fucking letter. Who the fuck writes letters? I'm on social media, okay? I'm on social media. I don't need to write anybody a goddamn letter. What the fuck is this listener mail about anyway?
Wait. What do we have to say? We have listener mail, and we salute this listener for being proud enough, even though the milk squad is going to suck lick him or her dry for this.
So, I was draining my blood through my veins, and it was pouring out onto the floor, as it usually does. I decided to stick my pinky finger in the blood and give it a little taste. And it tasted just like vinegar. What the fuck is that all about? How do I make it taste, you know, more like, you know, the sulfur I was expecting to taste and smell? Yeah. All right. Bye.
Okay, so my advice, well, clearly you're eating too much salad if your blood tastes like vinegar. That's what I say. Okay, so you got to stop. You know, I know you like living in Brooklyn and you think you got to like eat your greens and your kale, you know, and just like be all cool like that. But you got to stop that. You got to dig on some French fries. You got to dig on some tots, some onion rings, some chicharrones. Okay, that's what you need. That's what you need. Shut up with this fucking salad shit. Everybody knows why your blood tastes like vinegar, okay? You thinking you can just like fucking play dumb? You can't play dumb with the Apoclecast. All right, next question.
Yeah, through your veins, fat chance. No way.
Yeah, the veins know.
Everyone knows blood travels through our hair. Read a book.
Yeah.
Listener.
It's like the old saying goes, you know, if your blood tastes like vinegar, it means you're just like a fucking obnoxious prick in Bushwick.
Oh, salad.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to stand up for these poor women? These poor souls whose blood tastes so bad and who will never find a husband because their blood is just horrible. Like, you'll drink it, but would you, like on a one-night stand basis, but would you marry it and that's going to be the blood you drink for the rest of your life? Do you want to grow old drinking that blood? It tastes so bad.
It's sad.
It is sad. But you know what else is sad? That we lost our train of thought.
Why don't you,
No.
Is there more listener mail?
There's not. That's it.
We had such a train.
Such a train. Before it was derailed. Oh, listen. You know, a lot of people recently...
There's a lot of talk about the border.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of talk about the border. You know, all these, like, liberal cucks, they want to do away with borders. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're a liberal cuck, it makes sense. Because more people can fuck your wife without a border.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, guys.
It's true. Well, I'm you know, American, my you wife know? Is my object, okay? So, I believe something a little different.
You know, I'm an American, right?
Last time, nobody checked.
Right. Well, they check your penis to make sure.
You're an American. We all
they
know
weigh it.
Yeah. They're like, all right. Come on it.
3.5 grams. It's right.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of grams, can you imagine how much evil would be produced if there were 3.5 grams? One is enough. But anyways, so at
3.5 grams is referenced in the Bible.
As we were saying,
there will be 3.5 grams.
We here at the Apocalypse love America so much, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah. I'd say America is like really my first love.
Yeah. And when you love something, you build a wall around it. You know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I love my mom. And
you built
Mother's Day, yeah. I built a wall around her.
And you left her.
You know?
Yeah.
What are some things that you love that you've built walls around?
Well, I don't necessarily build the wall around them. I just usually put them in things like cages.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cages.
Like how you put your
cages
your
are,
little brother. You put him in a cage, right?
He lives in a cage. I gave him. Cool. There's a little water bowl. There's a little food dish.
Yeah, he's happy.
Oh my god.
And he has video games. You
know, I
broke his fingers, so he has to eat with his mouth. It's really cute.
Our parents' generation built walls, but like these new kids in Brooklyn, they build cages. It's really chic.
Yeah,
but you know what? I think we need something that's going to take us back. We need to get back to what America used to be.
Just walls before and cages
that,
everywhere.
Before that Kenyan Muslim socialist came in and changed everything.
As far as the eye could see, it was cages and walls. And before that, caves.
We need a return to caves.
Yes.
The ultimate wall is the cave.
It's
below ground, surrounded by earth.
What is a cave?
Dude, that's where I want to be.
But many walls inside
below,
of the ground.
Above, and you can build a building above a cave. And you'll be in a cave under a building with walls.
Oh my god, yeah, that's like what Plato wrote about is like you know, once you become really enlightened, you go down into a cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you jack off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's
Plato,
my fellow Americans, is what we are going to do.
We're gonna build caves and fill them.
Fill them with America. It's gonna be so good.
It's gonna take a long time, you guys.
When my father first came to this country, it was caves.
Caves
everywhere.
And caves for miles.
Midtown was one giant cave. Crown Heights,
you know,
was a small cave.
Jed, I couldn't really relate to that because my mom used to tell me stories about like America and how it was like the Smith
and all
like,
the caves.
Right, and I've told you the thing about how she told the story about how she went to go see Mary Poppins, and when Mary Poppins turns the smoke into stairs, right? Through magic, my mom was like, "That's fucking ridiculous! Like, what are these Americans trying to pull on us?" You know. So like, America was always this like mythical entity.
How does everyone have a cave in this country?
But when she came here, she was like, I expected it to be all smoke and stairs, but it was just fucking caves. You know? But you could hear your echo. It was cool.
But guys, you know what? I think somewhere along the line, we lost our way.
Speaking of
the line. We lost our way.
Deep in the cave.
Yeah. And then...
because it's dark.
And then they elected...
It's weirdly wet in the cave.
They elected... We were fine in our caves, and then they elected that Kenyan Muslim socialist.
There's not a single cave in Kenya.
He brought...
caveless.
Yeah,
what exactly. What a caveless,
that's
godless
what, that's what Kenya means, you know.
Caveless.
Ken for cave, and you offer none. Nah, it's not a cave.
It means no caves. No caves. And that's what he brought to America. And all these kids, these millennials who have never even been at a cave. They just like their fucking phones all the time.
Yeah.
They have the cave app.
Yeah, exactly.
Spelunking is not an app.
Do you know what he did with the caves?
No.
Hillary Clinton sold them to Russia.
Oh, really? And Iran.
Yeah. All our precious caves!
All of our caves. With all of our women in them.
Our glorious caves. Our caves are full and empty at the same time. Because we don't have enough. And we're not allowed in anymore.
Well, you know what? We're changing all that. Okay?
What is a coal mine but a series of caves?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The cave lobby.
And we like coal.
Nobody ever talks about it. What is the lobby but an above ground cave? What is a boat but a cave on the sea?
What is an airplane but a cave in the air? A cave in the sky.
All I'm saying.
Is that a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's a cave.
We forgot that we're a nation of cave dwellers, okay? Well, you know what?
What are the first three words of the Constitution? Well,
do you know that?
Cave. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we forgot that. Well, you know what?
Guys,
we are not going to forget it anymore. We're going back to the caves.
Do you know how many times the word cave appears in the Bible? There's some guys that love the word so much that they're going to marry it.
Well, everybody, today I'm sitting here talking to you from my cave. It's been such a long time.
What's the cave near?
I thought I forgot it. Well, I'll tell you, Reverend, the cave is near the border. And you know what? I like my cave. And you know what else? I like the border that keeps other people out of my cave. I grew up with the border.
You can't tunnel under a cave. It's already under the earth.
I love the border. And I have some news for all of you. I have a big announcement.
Oh, what's the news?
I'm going to marry the border.
Wow. Oh, that's so patriotic of you.
We have formed a special bond.
Not unlike a union.
Got him.
The sacred union rests on borders.
You Lincoln cuck.
It and I will be wed on Flag Day of 2019.
Flag Day is my favorite day.
Yeah.
It's the day when the flags come out.
Of all the days that are about poles, Flag Day is my favorite. Christmas is also about poles. And
the northernmost pole, where Christ was born.
Right.
Christ was born.
Born in Branson.
Anyways, continue.
Christ was born within this border. We shall be wed on Flag Day in the United States.
On a flag.
How will you make love to the border? Please describe it.
You'll enter it.
Slowly.
Well, what I usually do is walk up to a fence alone.
Nude.
In front of the fence, I disrobe. I do a ceremonial dance of my native Irish-Italian people in front of the fence.
Oh, and the vomit dance.
And yes, I usually vomit in front of the fence, and then...
Tell them about the weird oils that you put in.
And then,
he's Irish and Italian, so he uses lard and olive oil.
That's correct. And just as the sun is setting...
Just when you're too slippery to live.
Just when I'm too slippery to live, I mount the fence and I take one big giant pole.
What do you do with your member?
All the way up my butt.
What do you do with your member?
What?
What do you do with your member?
Well, the member stands at attention in unison with the pole. It symbolizes
It
symbolizes the union of man and fence.
Woo! Yeah.
It is a truly beautiful thing. But only to those who understand.
May Tom be pleased by this union.
May Tom be pleased indeed.
Oh, hallelujah. You know,
in the name of Tom, the eternal, unyielding, and cruel, do you accept this bride
to be your fuck object and wife.
Wait, hang on. I have to affix him to this pole so that I can then smear him against the wall for him to make love to it.
You there. Fetch the oils.
Oh, the oils.
You there. Tom Squire. Affix this husband to his bride. The border.
Affixing him to his bride?
But do it louder and grosser.
Oh! I'm struggling so hard to lift up this man so that he can make love to the border fence that separates us from Mexico.
Make the squishy noise of the adhesive that you roll him in. He is sufficiently sticky.
Oh, thank you so much, border wall.
Tom, we invoke your name.
I'll smear me more against it till I ejaculate.
James!
Well, you know,
B-roll. The Civil War really was brutal.
Well, you know, it's a real. You know what the real cruel joke is? You know what the real cruel joke about the border and about the desert?
What is if you? Hey, why if you love it so much? Why do you marry it?
Got him.
You know the big surprise about the desert is that it's actually full of squid pigs,
like under the sand.
Oh, squid pigs!
They lurk beneath the sand.
Wait, let's finish this wedding. James, start your roll.
The squid pigs lurk beneath the sand, looking for unsuspecting Trump voters.
Are you getting cold feet?
Cold feet?
Are you getting cold feet?
You can't get cold feet all the way out here, boy.
Like you don't want to marry this border?
There's no cold feet all the way out here, boy. There's only hot, swollen, sweaty feet and toes.
You made promises to this border when you asked her to marry you and to be adhesed to her.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this? Are you freaked out?
Everything the border has given to me, I'm willing to give back.
Alright, you shall take the oath of Tom. Do you, James Arthur B. Roll, take this border to be your fuck thing and line in the sand for as long as you can piss and shit on your own?
I will hold the line.
Will you pledge to let Tom have a turn whenever he pleases?
What's going on, Pat?
Nothing, it's just copyrighted, so we can't fuck it.
Do you pledge to let Tom have a turn with your wife whenever he pleases? As is the custom of Tom.
You mean with the border or the human with wife while I'm leaving behind with nothing?
All of them. And your children.
Jesus, that's asking a lot.
Well, marriage is a lot, right? That's going to make it in the trailer of the movie about this.
I guess what that means is that when you are married...
There's a movie that the Apollocast is in, but we'll have to talk about next week.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of what that means is that, you know, when you get married...
JBR, will you marry this wall?
I was talking. I guess that's like what that means is when you get married to an inanimate object, you know, some like human comes and like has to fuck your wife and take all your things, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that sound?
Oh! Could that be squid?
No, this far out in the desert?
Are you sure?
Jesus, squid have come to ruin the wedding? But this close to the... We were so close. JBR.
I thought that the border was protected. I thought that it would keep the squid out.
But wait, have they come... Oh, what a weird video. Have they come under... How could they come under this wall? It's almost as if they have caves.
Oh, but they're traveling by cave. Cave squid. The horrible sound of the cave squid echoes through the cavernous deep.
Look, guys, I know we're at a wedding, and we're about to be fucked by these squid in the desert. I want all of you to have the last sip of my drink so that you're more comfortable when we get fucked and you produce more lube for the squid. You're welcome. I'm just going to lean back. I'm gonna lean into the squid and let them come in me.
Jesus.
Goodbye, guys. I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna accept the squid. God.
Even the border can't protect us from squid pigs.
Oh, it feels good at first, but then they start killing
Jesus
me.
Jesus Christ.